Mahi.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so here's the controversial tape of the idiot, the bounty hunter, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I don't care if she's a Mexican, a whore, whatever. It's not because she's black. It's because we use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance ever in life of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say and turned us into the Enquirer magazine. Our career is over.
The Don and Mike Show. All right, so we've talked about that cat today.
It's the 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
And you're upset, aren't you?
I'm torn and angry. I can't even begin to describe it.
May I first take this opportunity to say hello to all of you and your listeners. But I've got some issues, and I don't want any Dog the Bounty Hunter getting in the way. I want to talk about movies. Don't you understand? That's what I'm here to talk about, movies. This is the angry Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, you have a movie that's out now we've not promoted. We've not done a bit with you about that movie. What's your movie? What's that thing?
I've got Feast of Love and Gone, Baby, Gone. Don't you understand? I've got these movies out right now. Don't you understand? There are two movies, but everybody's paying attention to Denzel.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington. I'm a better actor, and I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the way I'm being treated. Don't you understand that?
But I always like to relax with a fine wine and take my time. I always knew Andy Dufresne was a good boy. Just by the way he walked, he was a fine, fine man.
I don't want to hear that music anymore. Don't you understand? I'm angry. All people want to talk about is American Gangster. I don't want to talk about American Gangster. I want to talk about my movies and my body of work. I'm a fine actor. Don't you know I go back to all the great movies you've ever seen? I was in Attica.
What's the one now? The Ice School Baby? What's that thing? The
Feast of Love.
No, not the cancer one with Jack Nicholson.
The bucket list. I'm trying to think. My God, I don't even know my own movie.
We just said that.
How angry would you be if you didn't know your own movie was out? You know why?
Why?
Because the Feast of Promotion's all being directed for Denzel. Denzel and that Australian guy that beats people up. It's not fair, damn it.
Russell Crowe, you mean?
God damn it. Russell Crowe, yeah. Mention his name from the highest mountaintop. Oh, the Gladiator. Forget the fact that I was in The Shawshank Redemption, one of the greatest movies. And what about Along Came a Spider?
Mm-hmm.
What about Along Came a Spider?
How about your pimples?
My pimples, they're not pimples. These are skin tags that I have. And now you've upset me, and I don't even know if I can continue. I'm very frustrated. Nobody remembers my beautiful work in Evan and Bruce Almighty.
Why are you?
I played the Lord God.
Morgan Freeman.
I played the Lord God.
Yes. Why are you carrying a baseball bat?
I'm carrying a baseball bat, I'll tell you right now. I'm carrying this baseball bat because I'm going to break up the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break up the room and just restore order in this studio.
Don't do that.
Just like I did when I played Joe Brown in Stand By Me. That's the character I'm going to stay in forever. Don't you understand that? Now get back into your classrooms. Very frustrating.
What are you doing?
Now, I find after I tip over that, I like to have a nice glass of wine. And I always knew he was a fine, fine man. I don't want to take anything away from Denzel.
But somebody please do a goddamn search to find out what's the
Russell Crowe?
The Bucket List.
No, the one that's out right now, today.
Gone, Baby, Gone.
That's it.
Gone, Baby, Gone. I play Jack Doyle.
Oh, you remember now.
I'm a talent. I said it before. You know why you didn't hear it? You didn't hear it because your goddamn mind didn't want to hear it. Your mind was so twisted round with Denzel and Dog the Bounty Hunter and his bastard words that he said out there. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
I just thought it was called American Gangster.
American Gangster. There you go. Promote it again from the highest mountaintop. You lily white fat boy. That's what you are, lily white fat boy.
Stop it.
Your crew cutting your oversized shirts. They're not fooling me. Now get back in your classroom. Damn it. I'm angry. I'm upset. I need to relax. I'm an old man. And I've been told that due to my advanced age, I might not have that much time.
Time?
Not much time left on this earth. So this is my narrator voice.
This is kind of like the voice you used in that movie that was the kind of the ripoff of Armageddon.
Armageddon? Are you... You got me by surprise.
No, you weren't in Armageddon.
Are you talking about Deep Impact?
Yes.
That's a lie. That's a lie, Don Geronimo. I'm going to look you square in the eye. I'm going to look you square in the eye and tell you that is not a ripoff of Armageddon. Deep Impact was its own movie with its own script.
How do you shave?
I shave carefully. I shave carefully.
With
because if
bumps?
I don't, most of the time I don't. If the bumps on my face get in the way, I could cause some severe bleeding.
Like a minefield.
But I'd like to tell each and every one of you, you're wrong if you're thinking American Gangster is not going to be as good a movie as my fine piece of effort, Feast of Love. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
What is Feast of Love?
Feast of Love is a movie. Mm-hmm. It's a movie starring Morgan Freeman. What else do you need to know? Why do you persecute me, and why are you persecuting me now? All you ought to be talking about is what a fine performance I'm doing, mister. There you go. How do you like that when I straighten out your studio by turning over your soda machine? How about I break a couple of windows in here? That'll get you talking about Morgan Freeman, and we'll forget about Denzel then, won't we, sir?
You know what movie really sucked? The movie Glory sucked.
Glory did not suck, and that was... And who did I star in with Glory? That was Denzel Washington. That's right. Oh, I busted a spring. I think I seem to have busted a spring in your chair. I'm angry. I'd like the world to know there's more than one actor out there that should be getting notice. It should be Morgan Freeman and not Denzel Washington. Do you know how they should determine the popularity of actors?
How?
From the amount of time that they've been in the movies. The amount of time. That's what it should be. You understand what I'm saying to you? Look at me in the eye. I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you one time.
Pretend I'm Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty. How you doing, Nurse Betty? Good to see you. That Renee Zellweger, fine, fine piece of ass. I tell you, no finer. She's kooky, though. Squirrely. Squirrely, absolutely out of her mind. Losing her mind. Running off and dating all them country singers.
You know what I heard she's doing this weekend?
What's that?
Going to see American Gangster.
All right, now you're trying to tweak me, and I'll tell you something, it's going to work. I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. It's not a legitimate thing what you're doing to me right now. You're persecuting Morgan Freeman.
How's your authentic Cajun restaurant going?
My authentic Cajun restaurant? Oh, the name escapes me now.
I bet Rob...
We have a wonderful wine list. If you're going to say my goddamn authentic Cajun restaurant, for God's sakes, get the name right.
I think it's called Denzel.
It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? It's not called Denzel.
No?
Boy, I tell you, boy, you are barking up the wrong tree. If you're going to tangle with me, you're tangling with the wrong guy. Do I make myself clear?
Yeah.
That's why I brought in my Joe Brown baseball bat to break up this studio. I want you all to line up shoulder to shoulder. Stand at attention. Look me in the eye and say, Morgan Freeman's number one. Repeat after me.
Morgan Freeman's number one.
They're not all doing it. I said I want you shoulder to shoulder, boy, or I'm going to be, there'll be hell to pay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now repeat after me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Everybody, silence. My name is. And state your name.
Say your name.
No, that's not. You're doing an old Animal House joke, for the love of God. I will try this one again. Right, shoulder to shoulder. Repeat after me.
All right.
I love Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Denzel Washington.
Now you're being a troublemaker. I'm going to send you to detention. There you go. What did I just break? I just broke a piece of Tupperware. Oh, dear. Now I'm knocking everything around the studio. And who is this man on the wall? Who am I staring at? That's not even a movie actor.
That is our friend Robert Adams.
Robert Adams.
The mailman.
Well, take it down. Take it down. It's not authorized.
I thought you'd be happy we have a picture of a black man in
our
studio.
I did not authorize that movie. It's a movie poster of me. That's all I'm allowing up in here right now. Don't you remember my great rookie, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Oh, I forgot.
That's right. Nobody remembers Kevin Costner with his crappy British accent. You know what they remember?
What?
They remember my role. I was fantastic in that. But do you think I get the credit? No, it's Denzel this, Denzel that. Well, I've had it. I'm out of time. I've only got a few more movies in me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Just a few more movies in me. Now you're calming me down. Ah, yes. I remember there was a long time ago when I got into this business. People said due to the skin tags I had on my cheeks, I didn't have a chance. But I proved more wrong. And now I walk the red carpet with the finest actors in the business.
May I give you a compliment, sir?
Yes, I'll take a compliment because my sensibilities have been very offended today.
I will tell you, I believe your greatest role ever was when you portrayed Malcolm X.
That was not me, and I know exactly by that smile in your eyes and that demeanor you have with your stooped shoulders, you're trying to get me riled, boy, and I'm going to tell you it ain't going to work.
All right, then I take it back. Your greatest film ever, no BS, Training Day.
Training Day. I saw that one coming a mile away, and I'm not going to tolerate it. Why don't you talk about the great body of work? I'd like you to name four of my movies right now off the top of your head. Go ahead.
Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty, I was fine in that. She was fine.
The Armageddon movie.
No, Deep Impact. By God, you're going to get me up. I'm going to get apoplectic.
The cancer movie.
The cancer movie.
The cancer movie.
Bucket list, and I have one.
What?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. I'm taking you to the Piggly Wiggly, Miss Daisy. Yeah, that was a fine work. Fine work that I did.
Everyone ballistic on her ass.
I didn't go ballistic on her because we got Academy Award nominations. That's the name of the game. But who got an Academy Award nomination? That fat-ass Dan Aykroyd.
You know who would have been great in that role?
Denzel Washington. Well, I'll tell you, I've had it right now.
No.
Are you going to say Russell Crowe?
No.
You're going to say Russell Crowe?
No.
Or you're going to say Denzel Washington?
No, I'm not. Jamie Foxx is outstanding.
Oh, Jamie Foxx, yes. All right, well, maybe I can go out and learn how to do a Ray Charles impression, and I can get myself a nomination. That's what I'll try to do. You know what you're looking at, boy?
What?
Look me in the eye, both of you. You know what you're looking at right here? You're looking at an American original. Morgan Freeman is an American original. I don't have to do parroting and mimicking to get myself into the Academy.
Parroting?
Parroting. That's all that guy did. Jamie Foxx, all he did was parrot. He parroted Ray Charles. That's all he did. Parroted. That's what he did. He didn't. He mimicked him. That's as bad as being a mime.
I love you in Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire? I never was in Jerry Maguire.
Sure you were. You were the guy who said, show me the money.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr. And all he's doing right now is doing silly Disney movies. That career's gone. Well, I'm going to bust my spring. That's right. I thought I'd break this glass. Hope it was water from crystal. How do you like that? Yeah, shards of glass all over the floor. I'm so mad right now. I don't know what I'm going to do there. Oh, Baba. Baby to Baba. Baba.
Calm down, Morgan.
I believe it was one of my co-stars, Tim Robbins, who looked me in the eye one time, said, Morgan, don't stress out. You know how you don't stress out? I said, how, Tim? And he brought a big fatty between his thumb and forefingers and lit it. Said, you try the leaf. Once you try the leaf, you'll never be stressed out again. But I quit the list. I quit the leaf in 2005. I'm not on the leaf anymore. That's why I'm so stressed out right now. I've only got a certain amount of time to make my way.
All right, everybody, please watch Morgan Freeman in whatever movie he's in.
Yeah, I'm in a bunch of them right now. Yes, in production right now, we've got The Full Measure, The Last Full Measure, The Human Factor, The Lonely Maiden, The Dark Knight, The Code, Wanted, The Bucket Lists, and also Feast of Love. Go see all my movies. God damn it, I'm talking to you.
I loved it when you were on that TV show and you said, Dynamite.
Are you comparing me? Now, hold on a second. Now, we're in serious territory. Are you for one solitary moment comparing me to Jimmy J.J. Walker?
Yes, sir.
That type of thing is going to get you shot, boy. I'm going to take some of the guns I've used in my movies that I've done with Ashley Judd.
Calm down, please.
I'll calm down when you calm down. Very, very frustrating. But I'd like to thank every one of you and all of your listeners for taking the time to go to my movies. I hope they go to all my movies continuously and remember me for my great body of work. And when you reflect on the careers of both men, you will say, I'm sure, like all of your listeners, Morgan Freeman was a far better actor than Denzel Washington could ever hope to be.
Here's a gift from the Don and Mike Show to you. It's a bottle of spot remover.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm not sure what you want me to do with it.
Put it on your face.
Ah, there you go. It's a face joke. I got skin tags. I can't help them. I'm just like your former general manager. Do you remember him, Ken Stevens? He had them all over his cheeks, too.
I do.
Didn't prevent me from getting roles. I just had a little bit less of a close-up.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Damn the news. All right, go ahead and defend Dog the Bounty Hunter. Spend the rest of your hours doing that, that's for sure. He's a racist.
Hey, boss.
Right.
How are you anyway, Buzz?
I'm okay. How are you?
Who do you prefer, my friend?
Who do I prefer?
Yes, I'm asking you, Buzz Burbank.
Will you, sir?
Do you prefer Denzel Washington over Morgan Freeman because right now he's having a movie that's getting all of the attention?
You, sir, absolutely. I loved you in Black
you,
Snake
You, sir,
Moon.
Who? Who would I be?
Morgan Freeman.
It's all about the name, boy.
Morgan Freeman.
Get my name out to the public.
Yeah.
Let everyone know that I'm a-coming. I'm a-coming.
I loved you in Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. That's it. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. You'll never see me again, and I'll step on this light bulb as I'm walking out of your studio door.
We got to get some better goddamn sound.
Thanks so much for having me by. Look at that. I turned over your computer system.
Expensive
That's right. See you later. Shut the door.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Morgan Freeman.
I love Angry Morgan.
Never heard him that angry.
That's the Joe Brown Morgan.
Not sure. Joe Brown goes back a few years.
Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, Curly.
Hi.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.